There's not going to be any welcoming committee at the lakefront Sunday night. Cold and rainy. Wouldn't want it any other way.
7-1 Bears face a huge litmus test Sunday night at Soldier Field against the 7-1 Texans. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer, Mr. Weatherman. I like the weather forecast. It's good. But what are your thoughts on the Bears facing the Texans 7-1 against 7-1?
You know, it's a great NFL game. I think it's worth the price of admission. There's a lot of different aspects that will decide the outcome of this football game. If you look up matchups between quarterback and receiver, both teams have great ones. Schaub and Cutler, Johnson and Marshall. Great running backs, great defenses. There's a lot of explosiveness within these two teams. How is that explosiveness going to be the deciding factor in this team? Will it be created fumbles by Charles Tillman? Will it be interceptions by Tim Jennings? Is it going to be great runs by Matt Forte? There's going to be some explosiveness within this game from both sides that both teams got to be able to counteract.
Let's talk about the Bears offense first. They're going up against a very good Texans defense led by J.J. Watt, a defensive end, but they move him all over the place. He leads the NFL in sacks with 10.5. He's batted down 10 passes. A few of them have turned into interceptions. How do the Bears contend with him, especially when they don't know where he's going to be lining up?
Well, make sure all protections are secure. You can't go out there and have a protection call that you know that you have an understanding weakness point within that protection. It just won't work. So what you do is Bears are very good pass blockers. They will be able to take advantage of J.J. Watts in the direction he's in. One thing about a 3-4 defense, if you run the ball effectively and you can incorporate play action pass into your protections, then you can keep them off balance and not understanding where the power angle is going to come from, and that's that when you take advantage of his positioning. So it's going to take a great effort by the offensive line, but it's going to take some great play calling by Mike Tice.
Tom, I'm glad that you mentioned about the running game, because I think it's always important to establish a running game against a 3-4 defense. How important is it for the Bears to get the ball in Matt Forte's hand early and often against the Texans?
Effective play by Matt Forte at the line of scrimmage. So let's include screens in that, because we saw last week his effort in that screen pass. Great blocking out in front, but a great run after. And if you can incorporate that, then you can put some deception in the line of scrimmage, and then your run game will be even more effective. And have a scrum-type effort that you saw last week in the first touchdown by Matt Forte.
Houston Texans offense can run and pass. How big of a challenge does that make it for the Bears defense?
Huge. This is the best offensive line by far the Bears will face this season. And it's a big physical group up front. They have a great running back. They can get you out of position by deception. So it is going to take a solid understanding of the huddle call, make sure everybody follows their responsibilities through to the whistle, and you got to play a physical style. You got to get upfield. And, you know, it's going to be really important for the crowd noise to be incorporated in the effort, because you don't want the offensive line of Houston to be able to instigate the first motion. You want to be an equal confrontation by the defensive line and the offensive line, and that's where you're going to see the best out of the defense.
Tom, today's Twitter question comes from Jason O'Rourke, who wants to know, what are the Bears doing to prevent sacks on Jay Cutler?
Well, obviously, you got to give the best effort up front by the offensive line, but watch Roberto Garza in the game. He will point out where the middle linebacker is and their responsibility. However, you're going to have to be aware of where J.J. Watt is, number 99. And protections can change on the line of scrimmage, but they also can have secure protections built from the huddle called. And I think Mike's one of the things about Mike Tice is he understands you have to have a strength protection built in with this defensive front. And, you know, there's going to be a play out there that there's going to be an offensive lineman challenged by J.J. Watt to do the assignment alone. That's part of football. Every time you can't have perfect protection, but it's going to take all-out effort and a great device scheme by Roberto Garza and Mike Tice.
Tom, every week we pick a Bears player that's going to have a significant impact on the game. Make your case for a guy.
Well, this is a battle that started 4 or 5 years ago. Gabe Kareemi versus J.J. Watt. We've talked a lot about him, but two guys that went to University of Wisconsin, very familiar with each other, had countless hours of practice against each other. They know each other's strengths and what they're susceptible to. So I look for this battle to be significant in the outcome of Sunday's game.
I'm going to make my case for Henry Melton. This is a guy that's improving every game. I think he's going to have a big impact in the pass rush and against the run on Sunday against the Texans. Tom, thanks always for your great input. I always like your shirt, too. It matches mine. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for watching Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.